Over 25 years ago, in March of 1990, after my hamstring transfer surgery, my surgeon, Dr. Roy M. Nuzzo, gave me a goal. He allotted me 7 incorrect steps in a day. 7. I thought quite odd. And what exactly constitutes an incorrect step anyway? To this day, I don't know the answer to his question. But here's what I took from his words. Walking, for me, from that point, had to be a conscious act of will. Not only that, I had to be very aware of the surface I walked on. Wet or dry, ice or water, blacktop or sand. Could I plow through these leaves? Or did I have to step over them? And I always had to be aware of changes in elevation, especially stairs. Dive in and swim. It's time to find out what lies within, because when you're dealt a second-rate hand, it comes down to the character of the man. The elevator, it's closed. You take the stairs. You don't have time to care. It's not about ifs or buts. Fall down twice, 3 times, stand up. Battle tested, been through wars. It is the diamond you most adore. Every day you approach with conviction. There is nothing you know more than friction. Dive in and swim. It's time to find out what lies within, because when you are dealt a second-rate hand, it comes down to the character of the man. A short while ago, my cousin told me that after working for 32 years as a probation officer, for her, walking through a jail is what it feels like for most walking through a mall. Thinking about myself, I have been ambulatory most of my life, and I get around fine, but walking can sometimes be a struggle. It has never gotten any easier, and it probably never will. You see, when I'm strolling to get to where I want to go and I'm tired, I can't just hop on a bike to get to where I'm going. I can't ride a bike. I don't have the balance. But my impact on people in this world does not lie in how quickly I get to where I'm going. It's about always finding another way to get there. Look, don't waste it. You have one chance and one chance only to make it. Let experience morph into wisdom and wisdom be your guide. So go ahead, you decide. What mark are you going to make? And how are you going to be remembered? In this world of so many ups, downs, and to-do lists unattended. So go ahead, fix that leak and put air in your tires. For real, this is life. This is not a rehearsal. A very difficult thing for me to accept over the years has been that a small percentage of people very close to me do not want me to succeed. During and after that hamstring transfer surgery, a then friend told me while we were alone, "Fox, your surgery hasn't helped you at all. You haven't improved at all. It was a waste." And to that, I say this. In the end, you might not have it all. But remember, it is not naive to try. So prayer eyes, picture eyes, and actualize. And in the end, fly high. Yes, as it stands right now, all you have is your current reality. Every day in your head, fear disguises its practicality. Practicality says play it safe. It says this year after year. But if you dared lift its mask, all you would see is fear. So lift up the mask, stare right through fear, and kick it to the past. Be the person you were destined to be. Turn around and let your naysayers kiss your ass. You ask me, how many times have you reached your goal of 7 or less incorrect steps in a day? 7 to me is less about a number and more about this word, pride. Pride, as said to me by Coach Storm, should grow in you from the day you were born. Pride, for all your actions you are accountable. Pride, for all your actions you are responsible. In doing what you say, have credibility. Pride, and it begins with a consistent effort. Pride, a lack of it you will mourn. Pride, so take the bull by the horns. Not long ago, I visited a friend in Tampa, Florida. That weekend, we went out with a couple of friends for dinner and drinks. Toward the end of that night, one of his friends approached me. Without observing me and knowing me well, he looked at my eyes and their disconnect on my face. And he said, "Dude, I'm sorry you're blind." For the record, I'm not blind. It just looks like I can't focus on a single object with both eyes at the same time. Call it my sideways perspectives. And like most, I might be able to see more than you think. Highways and byways of a world seen sideways. Out of these eyes of blue, let's give a toast to the man over there. You bet I can see him too. I've been on the other side. I've been given too much credit for myself. Years ago in middle school, a then new student to the school saw me in gym class. He saw my wiry frame and said, "Dude, you must be fast." I wish I were. It didn't take him long to realize that I had such slow foot speed, I had to speed up to stop. But then again, I'll always have my dreams to make me think that I'm fast. Hand on my forehead, Grandma puts me to bed. She said, "You had a great day. You ran two bases in one play." And then I think about my utter lack of speed. Extraordinary with no one there to see. Extraordinary with no one there to see. I leap tall buildings in a single bound. I fill stadiums and arenas without a sound. Extraordinary with no one there to see. I reach for the stars right through the clouds. I reach for the stars, feet firm on the ground. Extraordinary with no one there to see. When I was a junior in college, I began to figure it out. I was sitting at Sarge Fry Field with Coach Toman, our recruiting coordinator at the University of South Carolina for the baseball team. That day, while sitting in right field, I watched with Coach Toman. I watched one of his new recruits play catch. When I learned the biggest lesson of all, "Observe," Coach Toman said. "First, just watch him throw. Observe. Two eyes, one mouth. Observe, you know what this story's about. Observe, there is so much we can learn. Observe, soon you will barrel the curve. Observe, verbal bondage has no place. Observe, this is not a race. Observe, there is no need to make your ears bleed. Observe, there is no such thing as a lead. Observe, the rocks and the sand. Observe our beautiful everywhere land. Observe the tantalizing sunset. Observe much is far from over yet. Observe the dock could be hollow. Observe the water could be shallow. Observe you own what you see. Observe your thoughts tell me." And observe I have over the years. Recently, on a warm November day after work, I decided to take a walk in a local swamp park. At the beginning of the walk, two things occurred to me. One was the diminishing daylight. A 7 a.m. sunrise, such a brilliant disguise for this soon set to occur here at Eastern Standard Time. It seems we race against a clock so we won't be shocked by the imminent absence of light, for soon it will be tonight. Midday does not delay, just a token way to say that we are down the road in stage 3 decay. Plants, trees, and flowers, they weep Shadows cast and begin to creep over all creations, a nebulous asphyxiation. Sundown, stopping point, make your mark. Would it not be easier to just turn off the dark? Morning, beautiful and clear. Night, all is amok. Oh dear, why can't we just push the sun right back up? Sundown, stopping point, make your mark. Would it not be easier to just turn off the dark? The second thing I realized was the threat of bears as I read a sign. And I recall as a junior at the University of South Carolina, standing next to my lifelong friend, Stuart Lake, when he said to me, "Fox, if I were ever being chased by a bear, I'd run next to you. He'd get to you first." Inspired by this, a few days later, I re-entered the swamp park without the threat of bears. I sat by a place called Bullfrog Pond and wrote this. Sitting here writing this song, on the surface not much going on, looking around in a writing fog over here at Bullfrog Pond. In the distance, geese bellow, a wholesome sight for this young fellow. An east wind moves the brush. Quiet now, ladies, time to hush. Twice I came here in the past. The park was closed and the gate was a cast. There was a sign, I stopped and I stared. It said, "Beware people of black bear." Now I'm in, third time's a charm. Mama and cubs, I mean no harm. Enjoy this park and all of its beauty as I sit here on my booty. Sitting here, writing this song. On the surface, not much going on. Looking around in a writing fog. Over here at Bullfrog Pond. While ago, I was sitting on the beach. It's a great place to people watch. I do it every summer. This summer, it was obvious that this woman who approached me one day on the beach had been observing me for quite a while. She handed me a book called The Genius of Flexibility and wanted me to keep it free of cost. She also said that riding a horse would be great for me. It would open up my crooked gait and my hips. I thought to myself, this would be great. I love horses. And also, I get stretched out, and I can pretend to be a cowboy. There are many men I hold in great regard, who humming their tasks to me so hard. I think of the great range rider. To me, he's the prototype, a true life fighter. His cattle are his men, and his land he defends from animals, weather, and the like. Every day, a 15-round knockout fight. Up every day at 5. Him and his cattle out for the drive. He does what he should. He labels his goods. With his lasso, he ropes his steer and labels its right ear. He does it, I don't know how, with great gumption, a sharp knife, and a pissed-off cow. Now full of blood, shit, and mud, one more thing to do, surely not fun. Time is wasting, can't be late, because with that same cow, it's time to castrate. There are many men I hold in great regard, who humming their tasks to me so hard. I think of the great range rider. To me, he's the prototype, a true life fighter.